And now our gospel reading for today, taken from Luke chapter 5, reading from verse 1. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding round him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net." When they'd done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled to the partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and they filled both boats to the full, and they even began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up onto the shore, left everything, and followed Jesus. We thank Lord God for his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word in Holy Scripture. Bless us now as we think on that word. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I've been taking a number of Harvest Festival services over the last week and have two more to take on Monday. Monday morning will be Harvest Assembly at one of the primary schools where I'm a governor, and that will be a real privilege. Monday evening, I'll be taking the Harvest Festival for the local young farmers group, as my grandson is a member there. What a joy to celebrate this special time of the year. I've tried in these services to focus people's minds on the creation story. However, that story reminds us, although God made a physical world, he also made us. I think of the harvest, not just of the land, but of our lives and of our faith. As we think of what we have produced and are producing, we remember that as disciples of Jesus, called by him to be fishers of men, it's up to us to listen and respond to that call. What can we offer to God in response for all he has done for us? How will we make people his disciples? How are we going to be fishers of men? Of course, we need to have a relevant message to give to people if we're to bring them to God. So think about what you want to tell people about your faith. How will we respond if we are challenged about what we believe? Jesus reminds us that the harvest is ready, but labourers are few. The vital part of the message we give is to love each other, to care and to support. As Jesus loves us, so we want to share that love. This is the harvest of our calling, and how we respond to people who need that call is so very important. Maybe today we think again about how those first disciples were called. They were shown what God could do, and he had shown them the miracle of the great catch of fish. He was part of their working life. Do we see the miracles that God still does in our world? Or are we quick to complain about the world? Today, let us rejoice in a loving God. Offer him our harvest of love and faithfulness. Amen. So let us all pray. Lord, we pray that you will make us fishers of men. We pray that today we may hear your call and have the faith and the confidence to respond, to help to bring in a harvest of love and discipleship. We pray today for all who are ordained ministers and for all who preach your word. We think of those who have a ministry of caring for people in their churches and in their communities. Bless them that their harvest may be productive. Bless and be with those who still have not known you, that one day they may learn of your love. We pray today for the people that we love. We remember them before you, our friends, our families, the people we care for, the people maybe in our church families. Bless and comfort those who are ill at this time, in body, mind or spirit. Be with those who care for them, at home or in hospitals and in care homes. We pray, Lord, for the world in which we live, a world you have created. We pray for peace, for an end to the wars ruining this beautiful world, damaging the lives of your people. We pray too for those who are hungry, those who have no harvest to gather in. Bless our acts of love and of charity. We ask our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. And our hymn number 611 in Singing the Faith. Brother, sister, let me serve you.